Hi, you guys. It's me, Coach Adam here. Welcome back to another episode of Fitness and Nutrition, where we talk about a range of topics from fitness, nutrition, and motivation. So today's topic lands on fitness, and I want to talk about how important sleep is in our lives. So, you know, how we can improve on it, how we can get better at it, what the value of it is in our lives, whether it's just general health or if you're trying to lose weight, trying to build muscle. You know, I'll go over how important it is, what it does to our bodies, and how we can improve on it and make it a lot easier for us in our lives, so that after this episode, hopefully you can all go and get a good night's rest. So before we start, though, I just want to say thanks to my listeners. If you're brand new here, thanks for tuning in. I really hope you learn something and get good information out of this. That's all my purposes here, is to just put out the information and hope that you learn and hope that it helps you. If you haven't followed me on Instagram or Twitter yet, the handle is @CoachAdamir. I post nutritional content, fitness content, as well as motivational content, just to help as much as I can and be a coach to as many people as I can in my own way. Also, if you haven't followed or subscribed to my podcast, please do so. Leave a rating, leave a review, share it to your friends, share it on your Instagram. It really helps put my name out there so that, you know, I can be a voice to more people as well and put out as much content for as many people. All right, so that'll help me out. And I hope with today's topic, I help you out. So let's get going. All right, you guys, so the power of sleep, why it's important and how we can get more of it. All right, there's five signs that your sleep habits aren't working for you. The first thing is that your mind is foggy. And the reason for that is what you experience through the day and what you learn throughout the day, what your brain processes, gets cemented to your memory while you sleep. So if you're not sleeping well enough, then you're interfering with that process. And what that interference can cause is reduced alertness, confusion, impaired judgment, and forgetfulness. So if we're going throughout our days and learning something and processing information, but it's not being cemented into our memory through the night because we're not sleeping well, then over time we start to forget things, we start to get confused, we don't make proper decisions, we have that impaired judgment, right? So you wake up in the morning, you're all foggy, it's not working well, right? Because you're not allowing those experiences, those learned experiences, to be cemented and to be ingrained in that memory, right? So if we interfere with that, that's what's going to cause that fogginess in your brain, all right? Next sign that your sleep habits aren't working, you're unhappy, all right? You wake up, you're moody, grumpy throughout the day. Some would say that's normal. Some would say that's personality. I say that's lack of sleep, right? While you sleep, your brain, your body produces fresh neurotransmitters, and that regulates your hormone production. Right? Not the neurotransmitters. While you sleep, you know, you produce those neurotransmitters and you regulate your hormone production, right? So when you interfere with that, that's going to cause your impaired regulation of emotions, right? So if you're interfering with that, then of course you may feel grumpy. You're not going to understand that it's just because you're sleepy. It's not because you're upset at somebody else or because you're upset at the situation. You're just impaired, right? Your hormones haven't regulated properly. You have heightened stress, right? You're in that low grumpy mood. You know, everyone maybe says, hey, are you okay? You seem down, right? It's an unhappy state. And that just is a natural byproduct of not sleeping well. You know, you may be unhappy for other things, of course, but if you improve on your sleep, other things may improve as well. All right. And that, you know, being unhappy, not sleeping well, can possibly increase your risk of depression as well. And that's something we got to be mindful of. You don't want to fall into these traps of anxiety and stress and depression if we can manage it just by sleeping a little better. Okay? Another one here is, if you're not sleeping well enough, you're probably going to get sick a lot. All right? When you don't sleep enough, your T cells, which is part of your immune system, your memory cells, and that plays a critical part in your immunity to foreign substances. All right? If you're not sleeping enough, your T cells go down and your inflammation in your body goes up. All right? So if we don't have enough T cells to fight off foreign substances and our body's inflamed, immunity is going to go down. We're more prone to sickness. We're more prone to viruses and diseases. All right. You have an acute increase in getting sick, increase in risk of getting sick. Okay. So sleep well, minimize your risk of getting sick. All right. It'll also increase your risk of heart disease and other inflammation related illnesses. And when we talk about inflammation related illnesses, that's heart disease, diabetes, cancer, arthritis, bowel diseases like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. We hear about these all the time. So if we can reduce inflammation in our body just by sleeping enough and reduce our risk of those illnesses, I think a lot of us would be much better off, right? We don't need to be taking all medications and changing everything in our lives. We may just need better sleep. It could be as simple as that. All right, so we got to identify these things that are affecting our sleep so that we can make those necessary changes. All right, two more signs here that your sleep isn't working for you. You're struggling with your weight. All right, if you're in the process of trying to lose weight, or if you know you just have noticed that you've gained weight but you haven't really changed much of your diet, or maybe you're just, it's because you're not exercising, that may not be the only cause. All right, we have to find different solutions and understand that all of it works together. Right, so if you're struggling with your weight and you're eating normal and you haven't changed your diet and you're still moving, or you're still exercising a little bit, maybe walking, hiking, but either you're not losing body fat or you're not gaining muscle, maybe you're losing muscle or you're gaining weight, it could be poor sleep. You know, poor sleep is linked to excess body fat. You know, it just happens because your body hasn't had time to remove itself of the body fat while it sleeps. All right, so if you're not sleeping well, it's going to cause a disruption of your appetite regulation. You know, you may have cravings throughout the day that you can't manage because you just feel hungrier because you're not sleeping well, right? So that'll lead to increased calorie intake. These are all things that just, it's like a domino effect. You don't sleep well, you're hungry through the day because you're just exhausted, so you need more energy. You eat crap, you eat more calories than you're supposed to, you're gonna gain weight, right? So that's a natural byproduct of it. Now, the flip side of that, and kind of the, I guess, catch 22 on that, is that if you do have excess body fat, that can also reduce your sleep quality, right? So you know, you may gain excess body fat because you're not sleeping well, but if you also have excess body fat, you're not going to sleep well. So it, you know, it's a cycle, right? You know, think about it. If you have excess body fat, it's hard to breathe sometimes when you're sleeping, when you're laying down, your lungs are compressed, it's harder to breathe, it's harder to get enough oxygen, or it's uncomfortable laying on your side, you know, your back hurts, your hips hurt, your shoulder hurts, your neck hurts, there's pain in the joints. So poor sleep, right? Last one, another sign that your sleep isn't working. If you do train, if you are working out, and your workouts start to feel extremely difficult and you're not able to get through them, then that may be a sign that you're not sleeping well enough. All right, your body uses sleep as an opportunity to repair itself, to refresh its neurotransmitter levels, to remove energy-draining metabolites, to cleanse your body of the work, right? The lactic acid, the muscle fibers being torn down, whatever it is that you've been working on, your body needs to repair and restore itself. All right. So that's why sleep is so important, so that your workouts can be stronger. You can finish them. You have the energy to complete them. All right. Otherwise you just experience slower reaction time, low energy. Your endurance capacity isn't as high. You may have a depressed mood, so you may not even feel like exercising, right? That desire to exercise is gone because you're just tired. And that happens if you're not getting enough sleep, all right? So a couple things here, you guys, a couple tips for preparing for a good night's sleep, because it's not just about making sure that, you know, you sleep 7 to 8 hours or you have uninterrupted sleep, right? There are things that you can do before you go to sleep to ensure high quality sleep. And as weird as it sounds, sometimes that starts in the morning. And the reason for that is if you set a goal to wake up at the same time every morning, then your body's naturally going to start to adapt to that and want to wake up at that time, which means you're going to have to go to bed at the same time as well. so that you end up getting the exact same amount of hours each and every night. Now, for me personally, I wake up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, so I have to be in bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock. That's at least 7 hours of sleep for me. That's enough for me. Sometimes I can get by with 6, but I can definitely feel it if I haven't gotten 7. So I make sure that I'm in bed by 10. And I don't sleep in on the weekends, right? So that's another point to this. If you sleep in on the weekends, it's going to mess with your sleep cycle. So let's say I go to sleep at 10 every night and I wake up at 5. But on Saturday, I decide, I'm going to wake up at 8, 9 o'clock because I want to sleep in. That's an extra 4 hours of sleep. What's inevitably going to happen is I'm probably going to go to bed about 4 hours later, right? So if I go to bed by 10, I might be in bed by 1, 2 o'clock, and then I wake up again on Sunday at 6. That's only 5 hours of sleep, but then I got to go to bed at the rate. It just messes with it, okay? So if you really want to get better quality sleep, start waking up at the same time every morning. It doesn't have to be 5 like me. That's just because those are my hours. But on Saturdays, my body wakes me up around 6, 7 a.m. I may lay in bed for a little bit, but I'm up and about. All right, so start with a routine start with a morning routine so that your nighttime routine is a natural byproduct of it. All right. Another thing you want to do in the morning when you wake up is get up and move right away. All right. Snoozing is a no-no. Snoozing actually makes it way more difficult to wake up. And as tempting as it is, just sit up, put your feet on the floor, walk to the bathroom, maybe just splash a little water on your face, whatever, to just get you moving. All right. Resist the urge to snooze. What that's going to do also is set you up for success, right? You told yourself the night before, I'm waking up at 5 a.m. I'm waking up at 8 a.m., right? If you hit the snooze button at 8 o'clock and you don't wake up till 8:30, you've already failed yourself in a sense. You've already kind of let yourself down. So don't do that to yourself. Don't start your day with a failure. You know, as little as it sounds, it's still a failure to snooze your alarm and not fulfill your commitment to yourself that you made the night before to wake up early, okay? Another thing you want to do, if you're able to and if you're in a area where you can and you wake up at a time where it's available, go outside and find some sun. Stare at the sun don't stare at the sun. You know, eyes towards the sun, just absorb the sun so that you get the vitamin D. It's going to increase your wakefulness. It's going to help your body gear down in the evening, right? If you wake up to sunshine and then the sun goes down in the evening, then your body's going to realize, okay, the sun's gone. It's time to start winding down. It's time to start getting ready for bed, okay? Also, limit your caffeine intake. If you drink coffee in the morning, if you have energy drink, whatever it is, if you have tea, try not to drink after 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, all right? And especially not in the evening. It's going to interfere with that deep sleep because it's going to still be in your system. You're still going to be metabolizing it. You're not going to get restful sleep, all right? And if you exercise or if you want to add exercise, it's going to help normalize your body's clock. All right. Regular exercise is going to optimize your hormone levels. Just try not to do such intense bouts of exercise before bedtime, right? Your adrenaline is running, your endorphins are high. It's going to be difficult to sleep. So I recommend working early in the morning, or at least, you know, by 4 or 5 p.m. and then you'll be able to sleep well. Unless your work schedule permits that, you know, you can work late and go to bed late because you wake up late. That's just how it is. That's fine. Do what's best for you and work to your schedule. All right. These are just tips. Another one you want to do is prepare for sleep, right? Your evening is just as important. So when it comes to dinner, eat a light meal. Don't eat something super heavy. Lean protein, light carbs, vegetables, leafy greens, fruit, maybe some brown rice, quinoa, something that's fibrous and whole so that your body can digest it quickly, right? And then healthy fats to help keep you satisfied. Avocado, olive oil, coconut oil, nuts. Those are healthy fats and those will help keep you satisfied. And they also have protein, okay? So light meals before bed, nothing heavy where your body's gonna be digesting all night and you're not gonna sleep well, all right? After dinner, clear your mind. You know, it's super tempting to just sit and watch TV for a couple hours and then go to sleep. I recommend we cut that out for as much as you can. Maybe watch an hour or two after dinner and then turn that off. Start clearing your mind and preparing yourself for bed. You can meditate. You can write in your journal. How was your day today? What were you grateful for? What could you do better? What will I do tomorrow? Whatever. Write it down. All right. Or read a book. Or if you know you live with your spouse, talk to your spouse. Talk to your family. Talk to your kids. Have those conversations so that you're not just watching mindless television before you go to bed. All right. Slow your mind down with slower things, and so that you can interact with yourself or interact with those that are close to you so that you get more restful sleep. All right. And again, like I said, stick to a bedtime consistently. All right. This will teach your body to start releasing those calming hormones. If I know that I'm going to bed around 9, 10 o'clock, by about 8, 8:30, I swear to you, I start to get sleepy. It's like my body just knows it's 9 o'clock, it's time to go to bed. All right. And then don't wait until midnight to start going to sleep, right? Every hour of sleep before midnight is worth 2 hours. All right. So it's much better to go to bed before midnight. All right. And then you're going to want to strive for 7 to 9 hours of sleep. All right. Work your way up, 30 minute increments. Don't, you know, all right, I need to sleep 7 hours, or I need to sleep 9 hours. I'm just going to do it. No, maybe, you know, go to sleep a little earlier, wake up a little later, start adding that at least 7 hours of sleep for you, because that's what's going to help optimize your health and optimize your fitness if that's what your goals are. All right. So last thing here, you guys, tips for better sleep. There's a couple things here that you can do to ensure that you're getting restful sleep, and you can create almost a nighttime routine for yourself so that it just becomes a habit and sleep is natural as it should be. First thing, you guys, turn off electronics. I know you've heard this. I'm sure people have said it. You've read about it or heard other people talk about it, but put your phone away, plug it in the phone, on the phone charger, put your iPad away, turn your TV off at least 30 minutes before you're going to close your eyes and go to sleep. All right. And the reason for that is as simple as just artificial light. Okay. What that does, if, especially if you're holding your phone right in front of you, it's going to interfere with your melatonin production. And if you don't know what melatonin is, that's going to ensure what your deep sleep is going to come from, and it's going to help regulate your metabolism. The melatonin is naturally produced, but you can also take sleep aid pills, things like that, that add melatonin to give you a little more restful sleep. But if you're staring at your phone right before bedtime, it's going to affect it anyways. So at least 30 minutes, maybe even an hour if you have the willpower to do so, but I promise you'll get better sleep just from turning off your phone and not staring at it before bedtime. Don't scroll through Instagram before bed, all right? Another one, de-stress, right? So in addition to me mentioning earlier, meditation, reading, writing, talking with your family members, even gentle movement can help. So if you have like a cool down stretching routine, maybe a couple yoga poses, maybe even walking outside, that'll help release tension and activate your calming down chemicals in your body. Now that's just calm down chemicals. That's the super technical term, but, you know, do that, stretch, a little yoga, maybe a walk with your dog, maybe a walk with your family, same things. It's going to release that tension. It's going to help you just be in a state of calmness, right? De-stress, relax, and not feel like you're so busy and that, you know, you haven't had time to rest before going to sleep. All right. Now this one here, this one actually helps me out. I do it almost every day when I get home from work or in the evening. Take a bath or a shower. All right. You know, I've done it for a long time. Sometimes I'll get home from work late and I'll just take a hot shower. It'll help calm me down. It'll just relax me, you know, and it helps me calm my brain down as well. When I'm, you know, getting the hot water run over me, it relaxes me. So I'm able to de-stress and not think about it. All right. And if you're doing a bath, add Epsom salts, lavender soaps. That's going to help with sleep as well. Okay. Two more things here, guys, and this has to do with your room, the where you sleep in itself. You got to create a relaxing sleep area, right? Your bedroom should be quiet. It should be peaceful. You shouldn't have like your home office and your bedroom in the same area unless you live in a studio and that's what you have. You know, try to separate it as much as possible, but your bedroom shouldn't be your work office, right? You want your bedroom to be your bedroom, just a place of sleep, free of clutter, organize as much as possible. If you've ever sat in a room and you've noticed you haven't put laundry away, sometimes it gets, you know, anxiety inducing, right? So we got to make sure that our rooms are clutter free and we keep it as clean as possible and as much of a bedroom as possible, right? And in order to create a relaxing sleep area, sometimes you can, you know, use a sleep sounds app, play like nature sounds or white noise sounds or light, slow music to help you kind of fall asleep. They have all kinds of apps to help with that, right? And if that's what helps you, do that. Do something that helps you. Find something that helps so that you can get better sleep. There's no cookie cutter way that's gonna work best for me that may work best for you. What works for me may not work for you. All right, so try all these things, try one of these things, try these things in combination. All right, and then the last one, make your room as dark as humanly possible. All right, if you have blackout curtains, awesome. If you don't, and you can go get some, get some. All right, and also make sure your room is the right temperature. You want it to be a cool temperature. Your body sleeps better when it's cool. If it's all hot and bothered and sweaty, obviously we don't sleep well. We know here in Southern California, sleeping in 90-degree weather, you don't sleep, right? So try to get a cool room, open some windows. I know that defeats the purpose of, you know, trying to create a quiet room, but maybe wear earplugs, a fan, you know. I know sometimes the sound of fans helps people. Audrey actually, she likes the sound of a fan, you know, the whirring of the fan. It's a calming noise and it works for her. It's, you know, I'm used to it now too, and sometimes I miss having the fan on. So there's triggers, right? You create that space, you create that wind down process so that you can get into sleep mode. All right. And again, if your phone is by your bed, if it's on your nightstand, in order to create that darkness, turn your phone away, right? Flip your phone over so the screen's facing down. Find ways to not see the screen. Put it on do not disturb so notifications don't pop up through the night. Find ways to create darkness in your room so that you can get the best possible sleep. Well, all right, everyone. That's all I have for you today. I really hope this helps and that you're able to find something that works for you and realize how important sleep is in all of our lives. Like I said at the very beginning, whether you're trying to lose weight, whether you're trying to build muscle, it's really hard for your body to do that for you if you're not allowing that to happen through that sleep process. And if you're just worried about your health in general, get some sleep, all right? You're gonna reduce a lot of your risk of getting sick, okay? So just sleep, and I promise in the long run, it's gonna help you out. You're gonna have more energy through the day. You're gonna have more alertness through the day. You may have better decision-making skills. You never know. Like I said, it's a domino effect. Things happen because you change small habits that we haven't really paid attention to. And if we fix them, we'll better our lives and we'll better our results. All right. There's one thing I want you to remember. We make it a point, and sometimes we panic to plug in our phones when they're dying. And our laptops and our tablets, our headphones, whatever it is that we need to plug in, we run or we search and search for a charger. The one thing we don't do is make sure that we recharge. All right, I know that's such a simple and probably silly analogy, but it's probably the most simple to understand. All right, we plug in our phones every day. Let's go to sleep. Plug in our brain, plug in our bodies to recover into our bed so that we can get that restful sleep, feel better in the day, and be our best selves for everyone else through our lives, right? Let's not forget that. The most important thing to recharge is yourself. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Again, I appreciate you so very, very much. If you haven't, please follow me on Instagram. Please share and subscribe this episode. Write a review. It really helps me out. It really helps my exposure. That's really all I'm asking from you guys. I hope I've helped. I hope tonight you get some good sleep and you rest well. All right. I look forward to talking to you guys soon. As always, you guys, for this week, love yourself and go be the best version of yourself. Peace.